Welcome to Return to Life, weekly inspirational and empowering conversations on a variety of topics regarding everything health, wellness, meditation, and movement, guiding you to discover the peace that resides inside of you and help you live a balanced and blissful life. It's time to return to life. Here's your host, inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach, Pam Butler.
Good morning and welcome to Return to Life. So our conversation this morning is about obtaining optimal health and vitality. My guest is Alina Z. Her last name is too hard to pronounce. Maybe I'll have her pronounce it during the show, but she goes by Alina Z now. And she is a public speaker. She's a TV host and a health coach. She also has a certification by the world's largest nutritional school, Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and is the founder of the American Health Coaches, focusing on creating TV shows that transform the way Americans view health. She has a unique approach to food and has developed a new concept called Couture Nutrition, which she'll talk about today. So Alina and I both spoke at a conference up in Boca a few months ago, and when I saw her step on stage and give her talk, I just knew that she'd be a perfect fit for Return to Life. Her teaching style is so inspirational, and it's super fun and easy to follow. So welcome, Alina, this morning. Thank you for joining me on Return to Life.
Thank you for having me, Pam.
It's great to have you here. I know you have a lot of really good information to share with our guests on how to find optimal health and energy and vitality, some of which, you know, is hard, particularly as we get older and we're all running around. We're living in a very stressed-out society, so I think it'll be useful information and tools. But let's start with talking a little bit about yourself before you got into coaching, you know, maybe when you weren't living in balance yourself.
Yes. So, you know, it's funny that a lot of people that I speak with who are in this health coaching and wellness environment now, we all get here because we've had our own struggles. So I come from, you know, corporate background. I used to be VP of marketing for one of the largest catering companies. And like many business professionals, I was always eating out, you know, drinking cocktails at events, entertaining clients at our headquarters. And, you know, for me, it was really challenging because I had access to one of the biggest fridges in the city, and I had a 6-foot-tall cabinet full of miniature pastries, and I could eat anything from chocolate eclairs and mini cheesecakes, you know, so it was like sugar central. And I didn't really care, you know, about wellness, health, like who cares about that? It's chocolate, it's sugar. But then I started to get sick, and you know, I would get irritable bowel syndrome, and I would get flus all the time, and I would be always tired. I had anemia, and I was like, okay, well, what's going on? And, you know, but then it wasn't enough either to make a big change because, you know, let's be honest, like vanity, I think, is a bigger motivator for a lot of people. So when I started to gain weight, I was thinking, okay, well, I need to do something. And so I started going on diets, and I tried every single diet, you know, from the Zone, where you count your protein and carbs and fats, you know, South Beach, where you don't eat any processed food, you know, Atkins, where you don't eat anything but, you know, bacon and cheese, then, you know, the diet where you don't eat anything at all, where you just drink cayenne pepper, lemonade, and, you know, or French women don't get fat diet, where you eat a tiny little bit of everything you want. So it's kind of like, you know, one size fits all diets, and nothing really fit me, so I had to go to learn, you know, where did they get the information? And I went to a nutrition school, like you mentioned, and then I went to raw food school, just kind of guiding me. The universe was guiding me. And also, you know, I'm pretty lazy when it comes to food. People are so surprised because I'm a chef, but that's why I love raw food. You know, I want to enjoy my life with friends and being out. And I wanted to learn how do you make food that gives you energy to do that, you know, and gives you time to do that. So I found the magic of raw food. You spend very little time in the kitchen, and you spend a lot of time, and you have a lot of energy to be out with your friends.
Right.
That's
fantastic. But yeah, so here you are. But let's rewind just a little bit. Let's go back to that period of time when you were talking about, you know, eating, having that addiction to sugar and eating all the food, pastry chef and all of that. And, you know, health-wise, you weren't feeling well. You had irritable bowel syndrome. You had, you know, other health issues. But it wasn't until you started gaining weight and getting fat that you made that change. So that's, you know, that's an interesting, I think, perception to have. And I think a lot of people probably that are listening today can relate to that. You know, you have the physical symptoms and ailments, but again, it's when vanity kicks in, how am I fitting into my clothes? How am I looking in the mirror? That's when you make the change. I mean, I think that's pretty interesting, you know, to be able to take a look at that period of your time and realize that it was the vanity more than the health that made you make that change, right?
Exactly. And, you know, I find that, you know, there are gifts in every struggle. And being able to see that now, it has led me to where I am. And I'm so much more happier teaching and helping other people, mostly women, to overcome what I overcame. And what I found is that, you know, people don't really care about health because it is, you know, quote unquote, should. You know, they don't really want to should on themselves because you have so many responsibilities. We have so many things we have to do. We have jobs, families, you know, we have bills to pay. And then when it comes to health, it's like, well, I just don't want to do anything extra. There's a pill for that. There's a pill for IBS. There's a pill for flu. There's a pill for anything as an ailment, but there's no pill for fitting into your genes. And so you start making choices and start wondering, well, what do I do now? And even then it's really hard because you don't want to should on yourself, you know, trying to eat healthy foods. And, you know, every diet says eat fruits and vegetables. And, you know, they're pretty boring to many people. So I find that people just fall off and they don't really stick with it unless there's something extra. And that's what I'm doing now. But, yes, totally.
Right. So,
I completely
so
relate
you,
to everybody.
How did you, though, make that shift to, you know, going from eating and living an unhealthy and unbalanced life to, you know, you enrolled in IIN and you began to learn the process, but how did you actually apply it into your life? Because I think that's something that, you know, is hard for people to do.
Well, the thing that I found was, you know, I want everything to be fun and I want everything to taste good. And I want things to be easy. And so when I went to school and when I went to the Raw Food Academy, I learned the tips and tricks. And then I just simplified everything to myself. And, you know, the whole thing about couture nutrition, it actually relates to the learning experience as well. For example, when you're a baby, you know, you don't know how to tie your shoes. When you're a toddler, you learn how to tie your shoes, but it's hard. And as an adult, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody knows how to tie their shoes. So for me, it was the same thing with food. I had learned how to do it, you know, stumble a couple of times, but then it became a habit. And when something becomes a habit that is fun, that is easy, and you get a benefit that really is valued to you and the price to pay in your time and energy is not that high, then you just stick with it because it's like when you find that perfect dress or that perfect pair of jeans, you just keep wearing them over and over again. People don't say, well, how do you stick to wearing, you know, your favorite dress? But, you know, you don't have to do anything but enjoy it. And so the same with food. I found what works for me. And I stopped listening to all these amazing people who have great books about diets, but they didn't know who I was. And they didn't know where I live and where I travel and what my mood is like. And so I learned how to find what works for me in a fun way, in a playful way, in an easy way. That became a habit, and it was really easy to make a switch. It wasn't even something that I would think about too much because it became a second nature.
Right, and I think that's a great point because, you know, with all the diets that are out there, they're not one size fits all. You know, it can't be every diet is going to fit every single person. So I think that's important that we do touch on that. You know, given your lifestyle, given where you live, given your blood type, your, you know, all the variable things about your own personal makeup, you have to find what works best for you and your body type. So Listen, we're going to take a quick break right now, and we'll come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about what you went through, how you made the transition getting into school and then applying it to your own life, and now obviously going out and teaching and speaking and doing all the amazing things, sharing the information that you have. So, Alina, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have you get into the tools on how to live an optimal and a life full of optimal health and vitality. So stay tuned.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to Return to Life. I'm Pam Butler, and my guest today is Alina Z. She's sharing her story of how she got into health and nutrition. So, Alina, I think at this point, I'd like to kind of talk about you went to nutrition school, you went to raw chef school. Where did you take what you learned? Where did you take it from there? Like, how did you get started on the path of, I guess, applying it to yourself, and then how did you get to the point where you became to teach it?
Sure. So, you know, before I went to nutrition school, I went to Parsons School of Design. And when I was at Parsons, I studied fashion. And one class was, you know, fashion design. And we learned about different designers and how they have their own signature looks. And then we had to, you know, come up with our own styles. And knowing fashion, and I'm sure everyone can relate, you know, we know what works for us. We know, you know, certain colors work for us, certain styles work for us, and certain don't. For example, I know for me, you know, color blocking works, black and white doesn't, no matter how much people talk about black and white being in. And so when I graduated from the nutrition school, it was similar. You know, I had all of these food designers, so to speak, saying, well, my diet does this, it's the best, you know, this is the best diet. And it's like, you know, Donna Karen saying her designs are better than Ralph Lauren, the same with the diets. And I started just to think, well, how do I translate that? Like, where do I go from there? Because the struggle was really strong in the beginning, you know, listening to microbiotic teachers saying that, you know, eating rice and beans is really good for you. And then listening to raw food is saying, no grains, no beans, that's bad for you. It's like you can get really lost in all of this sea of advice. And like, where do you start? What do you eat? You know, when you wake up in the morning, you have all these messages of bombardment. Bananas are good for you. Bananas are bad for you. Steak is good for you. Steak is bad for you. And it was really hard to find the balance because I kept flip-flopping from one thing to another in a health arena. Of course, I was doing healthy things, but it was still, I wasn't sure of what I should do. And I was looking through Marie Claire or Vogue, actually, that summer, and I saw those fashions, and I thought, you know, okay, color blocking works, but black and white, no way. And I just made a connection of food and fashion, and I came up with a slogan, you know, I love my Gucci's and my green juice. So then it just kind of one thing led to another, coming up with couture nutrition. That was my approach, you know, not one
right.
approach
well, so,
fits everyone.
So you were applying that in your own life, and were you starting, were those physical symptoms that you were having, were they starting to subside? Were you starting to get healthier and finding yourself
almost,
with more energy first?
Almost immediately, you know, but again, only when I found my unique way of eating. When I just went to nutrition school, I kind of tried and picked from different diets. And I know I would feel good for a while, and then I wouldn't. And even on the raw food diet, I felt amazing for 3 weeks, and then I felt horrible. And I just couldn't find my balance, even with one of the healthiest diets on the planet, for me, because it didn't work for me. But so I started to apply this approach, couture nutrition, and not listening to anyone, but asking myself two questions. How do I feel, and how do I want to feel? And then knowing what I know about food, knowing, you know, sweet potatoes will ground me, or having a smoothie will uplift me, having a salad will give me lightness, and having a piece of salmon will give me heaviness. You know, then I started to play with that just on my own, and then started feeling better and better and better. And I shared with someone what I do, and there was a celebrity who said, well, do you want to cook for me? I said, sure, why not? You know, when someone you admire because of her work and what she has given to the community asked me to cook for her, I said, of course, I'll share my gifts with you, what I learned, my knowledge. And I helped her, and she was feeling better and better. And then, you know, clients, people just started asking me, you know, can you cook for me? Can you cook for me? Can you coach me?
Right.
And
but so,
that was really
but
cool.
So unfortunate. Yeah, but so, I mean, as great as that is, and obviously learning and helping those individuals, but for people that, you know, have to cook on their own or that may be on a budget, how do they get started applying your concept?
Perfect. So I'll give you a couple of ideas of how I look at food, and then you can make your own decisions on, okay, this is a connection. Maybe I can try it on with myself. So when you go to a store to try on clothes, you know, it doesn't matter what your budget is. You figure out what store you want to go to, and then you have to try things on. You go into the dressing room and you try things on. Is this too tight? Is this too loose? Is it too warm? Is it too light? And I came up with this analogies with food and clothes. So, for example, you know, I compare acrylic to hormone-filled and steroid-pumped, conventionally farmed, cooked animal proteins because they're processed, they're heavy, and they don't make you feel good when you eat them. And, like, think about, like, acrylic sweaters. You know, they're very uncomfortable. They make you feel tired, heavy, and really unsatisfied. And that, to me, is what a burger in a mass-produced and unattractive, you know, is as unattractive as an itchy acrylic sweater. And then I'm looking at polyester, and I'm thinking polyester is, like, processed foods, like carbohydrates that are fun once in a while, like a Halloween costume. You know, it's fun to wear polyester Greek goddess Halloween costume, but you won't wear it all the time. Like, I was thinking the movie Super Size Me, you know, if you eat processed foods on a regular basis, you just get sick. And it's like wearing a polyester clothes, you know, from head to toe, you become uncomfortable. And
so it's really kind of, it's really becoming mindful, you know, like we try to become mindful with the choices we make each day as far as our life and our lifestyle. It's becoming mindful with what you're eating and noticing
yes.
what you're putting into your mouth and how that's physically making you feel. So it's almost
how
like
make you feel.
A process. Yeah, it's a process of elimination and addition. So, you know,
right.
maybe keeping a journal, keeping a notebook of, you know, today I ate these foods and making a notation next to each food, I felt this way, I felt this way. And then you can kind of maybe design your own plan. Is that
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. When I was working, I couldn't remember what to wear. So I would try on an outfit and I would sketch it or write it out. You know, today I wore this outfit and I felt fantastic in it the whole day. And so when you do the same, becoming mindful in a playful way, you know, how did that food make me feel? You know, after Thanksgiving, did I feel like I wanted to run a marathon and I had so much energy I wanted to play? Or did I feel like I wanted to just crawl on a couch and go to sleep for 24 hours? But, you know, on the other hand, you have other foods that are, you know, staples. For example, for me, you know, staple is in my wardrobe is cotton. And I have a lot of cotton things because you can, they make you feel good. They come in different colors and textures. You can get jeans, t-shirts, skirts, pants, you know, dresses. And to me, that's raw vegan food. You know, you can make pizzas, burritos, burgers, brownies, all out of fruits and vegetables. But with raw food, it doesn't really keep you warm that much, just like cotton wouldn't, unless you layer it. So learning how do you layer your clothes is the same way you're going to layer your food. So you want to have, you want to play with it and say, okay, I'm having a raw vegan burger on an onion bread bun and a salad. Is that layering going to keep me satisfied long enough? And then you notice, okay, I felt satisfied and energized for 3-4 hours after. And then compare that to the burger you had made out of meat that made you feel lethargic and you had the 3 p.m. energy slump. You know, similar taste, because let's face it, you know, every single thing that we flavor, you know, the flavors are made out of plants. So you can flavor anything, really, when you find the right texture. And, you know, I talk about fruit. To me, fruit is like white silk. You need a lot of it because it goes really quickly, and you need to, it's, the upkeep is really a tough one. You know, 20 bananas a day, some people eat. I just can't do it. And, you know, when you're up in Northeast in Boston or New York in the winter, 20 bananas are not going to cut it, and white silk is not going to cut it either. But when you're in Florida and it's nice and warm, you can go all day eating, you know, raw food. And it ties into an Ayurvedic approach too, I think. But when we talk about Ayurveda, it's such a science, and it becomes such a, you know, subject that becomes a very serious subject. But when you talk about clothes and fashion and layering clothes and layering food and coming up with what fits you, that's the first step really to making it fun. And when something is fun, you don't want to quit it. And that's, you know, the biggest thing that I do want to give you as an advice is that, you know, you look at, let's say, walnuts and dates. You're like, okay, well, that's kind of boring, you know. But then you put a little date and you put walnuts and put a little cacao in a blender. And then 1 minute exactly later, you have brownies. And, you know, who doesn't like brownies? You know, but it's fun. It's fun to make it that way. It's fun to take raw ingredients, fun ingredients, or maybe even boring ingredients, and then jazz them up and accessorizing. You know, when you look at, you know, a black T-shirt is a black T-shirt, but if you could pair it up with some funky necklace and nice jeans and heels, or wear it with a skirt and pearls, you know, you can accessorize any piece of clothing to make it fit you and your mood. And the same with fruits and vegetables. It's how you accessorize them and how you style them. You can style them.
So what about the health component of food? And, you know, I think there's so much talk nowadays, you know, obviously about GMOs and eating organic and whatnot. And, you know, so many diseases seem to be stemming from the gut and from the food
that we're eating.
And so, you know, can you kind of help guide our listeners a little bit on, you know, perhaps making choices from a health standpoint, you know, so that we're looking at preventative medicine as opposed to reactive medicine where we're already sick. So, you know, how to guide people to, you know, just simple, easy suggestions for adults as well as for children.
You know, when it comes to GMOs and organics, you know, I'm a big support of organic food, and on my website at alinaz.com, I have a list of the Dirty Dozen foods to avoid when they're not organic, and things that you can eat that are not organic so you can save money. You know, bananas, for example, are on the list where you can eat them non-organic. But what I like to tell people, because in my experience, you know, we all want to try to do our best, but then it's too hard, and we just throw in a towel and say, you know what, it's too hard. Screw it, I'm just having a pizza, I'm just having a burger, I cannot do it, it's too much to think about, and then, you know, people feel sick. And so to make preventative food fun, I also like to take the should out of it. And I like to look at, again, go back to the couture nutrition, the clothes analogy. If you're going out for the whole day and you know it's going to get hot in the afternoon and cold at night, you're going to dress up a certain way. You're going to think, okay, I'm going to put a T-shirt underneath and I'm going to take a scarf and a sweater. You don't stressed about it. You don't shoot on yourself, and if you forgot your sweater, you don't think you're a bad person and you're never going to get your fashion right. You just kind of think, okay, well, this is what I do because I want to feel good, not because I should, not because I have to, not because I need to, but because I choose to and because I want to. And that's the biggest thing, I think, for my clients is to take out the should and have to and need to out of your vocabulary and really focus on I want to and I choose to feel good. And when it comes from that wanting place, you just want to feel good, so you choose organic, you choose non-GMO, you choose fruits and vegetables, you choose to listen to yourself, you choose to do that food diary that might seem boring and hard, but it's not when you think it's a choice that is going to make you feel good in the end. And in the end, all of us just want to feel good.
Yeah, we want to feel good, and we want, you know, our health obviously is the number one priority. I mean, there's just too many people getting too sick, and it's time for us to take control back. And I think a great place to start is with our food. You know, obviously the food that we eat is the fuel for our body, as well as the exercise and the movement, and then finding time for mindfulness and meditation. I think it's a combination of all of the above. But listen, Alina, we have to stop for today. Thank you so much for sharing all the knowledge that you have, your personal experience, and the fun and easy way that you make preparing, cooking, and eating food. You can find more amazing things out on Alina's website, alinaz.com. You can also follow her on Twitter, @couturefood. So thank you, Alina, for being my guest today. I appreciate it. And next week, my guest is Maureen Fall, author of Are You Living It? 5 Secrets to Living Your Most Life. Maureen is a real dynamo. She coaches, she teaches, she speaks all over the country about how to turn tragedy into triumph. So tune in next week to Return to Life, Thursday at 11 a.m. on vividlife.me. Thank you. I'm Pam Butler. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for listening to Return to Life with Pam Butler. As we all know, stress has become an epidemic in our society, contributing to more diseases in our bodies. Listen each week as Pam shares easy and practical information and tools to connect your mind, body, and spirit, and return to a life that is more balanced and blissful than ever before. What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio, talk radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.